How Your Attachment Style is Affecting Your Marriage, Episode 92. Welcome to the Awaken You podcast, where we break down relationship barriers by awakening your true you. I'm Coach Christine, and the two of us will be doing this work together because this process isn't about changing your partner. It's about discovering who you are so you can awaken you in your marriage. This week, I am sharing this month's Marriage Masterclass, where we talked all about attachment styles and looked at how our style has us showing up in our marriage in a way that actually gets us the opposite result of the result we're actually trying to achieve. But before we dig into that class, I want to check in with all of you. I want to see how you're doing with those goals that you set for yourself in the beginning of the month. I want you to take a few minutes today to write down three things that went well in your relationship goals this past week. Maybe those three things are that you set a goal and that you came up with one thing that you wanted to follow through on, and maybe you attended the Marriage Masterclass, which reminds me, we have one more this year. It is the second Thursday of December. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure the date. It is 5 p.m. Central Time. It is the last one of the year, and I'm not sure where Marriage Masterclass is going to go next year. I'm thinking I will do one in January, and then I'm not sure what that schedule will look like. So go to the show notes and get yourself registered for next month's class. And then the second question I want you to ask is, what didn't go so well? Maybe you got so busy doing other things and you completely forgot your goal. That often happens when we set goals because we're not used to doing the things that we told ourselves we should do. We're not used to scheduling in. We think we're going to do it on top of all of the other things that we're doing. So we forgot to actually carve out time to work on that goal. And then lastly, I want you to come up with what you can do differently this next week, what you can do to move one step closer. Make it simple. Maybe you want to book a free coaching session to help you strategize your next steps. And then don't forget to download my free Abundant Love mini course. This time of the year, this course is going to be so important for you because it's going to help you see your thoughts. It's going to help you see how you're thinking about your relationship, about your partner, and you're going to be able to use this free course to decide if these thoughts are actually helping you or not, and then it's going to help you be proactive in how you're currently feeling about your marriage and being proactive in changing how you're currently feeling about your marriage. So now let's dig into attachment styles and how they're affecting your marriage. So welcome to those who have joined me on Facebook and who are live on Zoom. Welcome, welcome. It is November. And of course, tonight is our Marriage Masterclass, second Thursday of the month. It has been a year. This is the 12th, actually, Marriage Masterclass I have done, not this year. We did one in December of last year. So next month is the last one of the year until I reevaluate what I'm bringing to y'all next year, 2023, okay? Crazy. And so this month, what I'm talking about is attachment styles. I am Christine Bongiovanni. I am a love and relationship coach. I work with both individuals and couples, and I help them find the courage and inspiration to change their marriage without changing each other or changing their spouse if I'm working with the individual. Today, I'm going to help you move forward from all the work we've done this year in our previous marriage masterclasses to looking at attachment styles and how they affect our marriage. Okay. So today we are going to do that by first learning the four main attachment styles so that you can discover or get more familiar with what your primary attachment style is, better understand what your spouse's style might be, and then learn how you might be projecting your primary style from your original attachment injury, is what it would be called, onto your spouse. And then, of course, how your spouse might be doing the same. And then we're going to learn, I'm going to help you learn how to create safety within yourself to let go of these old habitual patterns, and so that you can have your own back and start deciding how you want to show up in your marriage relationship, and then start creating that relationship that you desire. And as always, at the end, I am going to wrap up with three action steps that you can practice this month to help you break free of your old attachment styles and feel secure in expressing your love. How is everyone doing tonight? Welcome. I hope you are feeling excited to learn about attachment styles. I don't know, when I was preparing for this and when I was thinking about the topic, I was thinking people might think this is really boring because it's theory, right? But I'm going to help you find some useful information tonight that will help you in your actual marriage, okay? And actually, I would love to hear from those on Facebook and those in Zoom. If you want to pop in the comments an emoji about that, maybe describes how you're feeling tonight. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. We have had a huge weather change here. It was like 60 some degrees this morning, and now it's like, I don't know, 40 or 30. It got cold. So let's get started. Let's dig in. Are you ready? I am ready. So let's talk about what attachment theory is. Attachment theory is simply another way. There are so many different research studies and ways to understand the way we act in our relationships. And specifically, I'm going to be addressing our vulnerable, intimate relationships with our partner. That is the most vulnerable relationship that we have. And the theory will look at, so the theory looks at our earliest caretaker relationships, how safe we perceived ourselves as infants, how safe we perceived ourselves to be, and we adapted to those perceptions that we had. Okay, so it's really, the research was around that relationship with mom and infant. And everybody has a mom, of course, but not all children are with their mothers during the developmental process. But even what happened in the delivery room, if that child was taken, there is some stuff that goes on psychologically with that baby. And so that was what this study really was about. And as I shared in an Instagram story, I think yesterday, that information was then extrapolated out and is used to look at how we interact in our adult relationships. And so why I'm talking about it is because when we can discover more things about ourselves, more answers to the reasons why we do the things that we do, it helps us learn how to change. So we start to put understanding to our purposes. We can draw it back to another relationship, which I'm totally going to help you with in this class. And then discover that we're using those old behaviors, those well implemented behaviors that served us really well in many periods of our life. But now they're actually getting us the opposite of what we want, which is love and connection, right? And so when we see how we're acting in our marriage based on these old adaptive strategies, we can start to separate. You'll hear me say a lot, create some space between ourselves and our partner, and then decide how we want to move forward. Let's talk about the different types of attachment styles. We have got on the bottom left, we have what would be called a secure attachment style. Okay. And you're going to see on the right side of the graph and the left side of the graph, the range of anxiety. And then on the vertical part of the graph, you're going to see ranges of avoidance. And I want you to not worry about what that means. I think as I describe them, you will understand. I'd love to see in the comments how many of you know a little bit about attachment theory. Go ahead and put like a thumbs up in the comments if you do. So we're going to start with the bottom left corner, which is low avoidance, low anxiety. It is what would be called a secure attachment style that a person would have. It is happy in love. It is secure in their love attachments, feeling free to be able to leave and know that they can come back to a safe space. And in the study, it looked like in the study, they had mothers bring their infants into a unfamiliar circumstance, handed their children off to a stranger, and then they would leave for a short period and come back. And how the infant reacted when the mother came back helped them create these different categories. And so a secure child would go to the mother when it came back, be happy to see her, and then go back and play. So it felt secure in its attachment to its mother. Its mother provided love when it needed it and allowed its child to go out and do its thing when it felt so inclined to do. The bottom right, which is going to be, it says in the graph, preoccupied. One thing I want to state is that you can do Google attachment theory, and you will find different names for the different quadrants, and you will find some that break it up even into more than four. But don't worry about that. Just stick with me. And so preoccupied is what we would call desperate for love. There's low avoidance. It's very much the pursuer, high anxiety, chasing after its love. And in the infant research, what that would look like is when the mother returns, the child clinging to the mother and not wanting it to leave, right? And then on the top left, which is dismissive, it is low anxiety, high avoidance. Like that type of attachment is acting like it doesn't need love. There's high avoidance, like I said, low anxiety. They shield their love. They numb their emotion. They are a distancer. And so in the research, those children would be anxious when the mother was gone, cry, scream. And then when the mother would come back, they would ignore the mother, like pretend she wasn't there. And then fearful is what we would call conflicted in love. So there is both high anxiety and high avoidance, where often a person would vacillate between the two, being avoidant and anxious. So it would be like, I need love, I chase after it, and then withdraw. You're not going to give it to me, I'm going to withdraw. Okay, so that's just a basic understanding. I have another slide to share, and then I'm going to open up the screen. This slide depicts, so the circles depict two people in a relationship, a couple, all right? And in the anxious relationship, the two are very dependent on each other, very intertwined. They chase after each other and rely on the other person for all that they need, their love. In the opposite extreme, the avoidant, the two really repel each other. They come together like partners in a business. They're very independent. And then the secure relationship is what we work on in Awaken You. So we go from either anxious or avoidant type relationships where the two aren't happy. I mean, people can be in either of those types of relationships and be fine with them, right? So everybody is different. But the goal with most of my clients, they want that secure, safe relationship where they are, there is kind of not complete overlap, not very little overlap. It is, they feel secure in their relationship of love, their love relationship. They feel secure going out and doing things with friends or, you know, going on adventures, knowing that that secure love relationship is there for them to come back to. Okay, so we have some comments about what all the knowledge is about attachment theory. And remembering that it doesn't matter. I have been studying attachment theory for years, and I've known about it before I even started studying it. And every time I study it, I learn something new. Okay, so know that each of us can be any one of these styles within different relationships. Your style will be most prevalent in the relationships where you think there is a lot at stake. And that's, you know, what we're talking about today is our intimate relationships. Let's first take a look at, do some self-observation and see if we can figure out what our attachment style is. So when we feel threatened, this is where we're going to want to look at our style. When we are activated, when we feel triggered. And when I say when we feel threatened, it is, okay, so I don't mean when we feel physically threatened. That's a whole different topic. If you are ever feeling physically threatened, one, you call 911. If it's something you want to talk about, schedule a mini coaching session so that we can talk about it in a safe space. But when I say feel threatened, it is our fight, flight, fawn reaction, our programmed reaction. So it would mean maybe when we feel disconnected, unwanted, unloved, not considered, not valued. And we're looking at by our partner, how do you typically respond? Do you chase after? Do you tend to be toward the more pursuer, the preoccupied tendency? Do you withdraw? Do you chase and then withdraw? And there is no judgment around what your attachment style is. I am going to share myself as an example. And while I'm sharing this example, if anybody thinks they know their style or wants help figuring their style out, You do not, this isn't like a strengths finder test where it's in set in stone. You can vacillate, like I said, in between different, there's some relationships where you're going to feel secure. Myself, I have very much been more of a conflicted in love type of attachment style where I would pursue, like I needed somebody to show me that I was lovable. And when they wouldn't, I would avoid, right? So that vacillation between. Now, I tend to be more in the secure. Well, okay, so let me back up. Like 6 years ago, I was more dismissive because my husband is very dismissive and avoidant. And so then I got to the point where I'm like, fine, I'll just go my way. So in that circle graph, it was very much our relationship was very independent. We were very much two different people passing in the night. And now it's more secure, and I'll explain how that happened. So if anybody wants help figuring theirs out, go ahead and put something in the comments. Now, if you think that you have an idea, and there again, there's no right or wrong answer. The work that you're going to do that I'm going to share with you this month will help you understand your attachment style. And these attachment styles are not set in stone. When I said that I have gotten to more of a secure place, it's because of the work that I have done. And we will never be 100% secure. It's just the way it is as humans. That defense mechanism is a protection mechanism to keep us safe, to keep us alive. So now, just keep an idea on what that may be. One thing I wanted to mention when I talked about my husband being dismissive and me being more the fearful or preoccupied, it's very common for couples to have the pattern of one being avoidant and one being preoccupied and anxious. And so the anxious type is more of a pursuer, goes after the more dismissive avoidant. And then what happens, and this is what happened in my marriage, is that we kind of push that person into a corner. And what happened for me, I was like, screw this. I'm going to go all the way to the other side. And then as I've started to heal my attachment injuries, he has started to come out of the corner, right? And been more curious about connecting. So now think about your primary care relationships. Okay. It's usually with your mom if she was a part of your upbringing. Otherwise, whoever took over that role. And if you don't know who that was, this is some work that you can also work through with a therapist if you so choose. So let me use myself as an example, unless somebody wants to come on and I can work with them. But myself as an example, with my mom, I had a somewhat emotionally abusive, emotionally detached mother. And for myself, I started to realize I stuffed a lot of that and didn't really remember it. But as I have done the work on my relationship with myself, I really started to see how I was the pursuer of her love. I wanted her to love me, to validate me. And when she didn't, I would withdraw. And it was this continual cycle of seeking, being shut down, and withdrawing, avoiding. So I think about what your relationship was with your primary caretaker and how that might be familiar to how you think you are in the attachment styles. All right. And then think about what that primary caretaker might have taught you about love and rejection. How might you have developed your style based on how emotionally available that caretaker was? And where a lot of my clients get stuck here is they've done work to accept their primary caretakers, to accept that relationship. And they don't want any bad memories. But this isn't about putting your primary caretakers down, being angry. I mean, not that you wouldn't be, but it's not about beating them up. It's about learning from that experience so that you can make some sense of yourself and your experiences and start to heal that on your own, right? And remember that this does not mean that this primary caretaker wasn't kind, wasn't loving. That's not what we're saying at all. They may have been doing everything they could to take care of you, yet still in such a state of stress that they were emotionally unable to be fully present and in their relationship with you. A mother with postpartum depression. She loves her child, but she's not emotionally available. And that has an impact on the child, not to the fault of the parent. And then I want you to look closely at this old pattern. And sometimes this takes a while to understand. And that's where the exercises I'm going to share will help you understand. But it's then looking closely at how this old pattern, like I talked about with my mom, might be subconsciously activating this similar pattern with your spouse. Now, if you go back to, I don't remember what masterclass it was. It was about reactivity, I believe was, and I think that was maybe 2 months ago. What I talked about was your partner does something that activates something in you, triggers something in you. Let's say they are sitting there at the kitchen table looking at their phone while you're making dinner. And let's say they do this every night. That lack of concern, that lack of, you know, paying attention to you might trigger a reaction from this old dismissive or this old attachment style that you have, from this old attachment injury, they call it. And so I could use this to use that example in how I could have reacted in the past to that. So I'm making dinner. Maybe I'm trying to create conversation and he's, you know, doing that and just looking at his phone. I can make that mean that I'm trying to connect and create love and connection in our relationship, and he's avoiding. So that could make me either pursue even more and like, hey, you know, kind of pick at him, or it could make me avoid. And then there's just silence in the room. There's no connection. Okay. So how might those same fears of detachment be coming up for you in your intimate relationship? I hope my examples are helpful. And then we're going to talk about how to start changing this pattern. The work that I'm going to share with you this month is the work of starting to recognize your behaviors in different situations. You're going to start to recognize a pattern if you stick with the exercises that I give you. And it's going to be the work of learning how to have your own back, having some empathy and compassion for these patterns that you have put in place to keep you safe, and recognizing that you are using your partner as, you're looking to them as your secure place of attachment, and or it's called projecting your original attachment to your partner and seeing them as doing the same thing your parents did. And I know that's kind of meta and out there, but stick with me and I'm going to help you understand that. Part of the process is one, having compassion and understanding your adaptive pattern. And as you go back and revisit this and this caretaker relationship, if it brings up, stirs up some old stuff, then that is okay. That means that there's work to be done there, but you don't need to dwell on that relationship. You can just take the information from it and apply it to your life right now. And really starting to pay attention to how you react when you have differences of opinion or things that don't go the way you want in your interactions with your partner. And then as you start to recognize these go-to responses, you're going to take time to reflect on them and notice how do these connect to familiar ways that you might have learned in early childhood. And just using that example that I shared with a spouse, you know, sitting at the table and looking at their phone, and you know, the way we're looking at it is they don't care about you. They're not appreciative of you making meals. And then you're going to start reflecting, now that you have this understanding, how you might want to change your response. How do you want to show up here in this situation? And okay, let's use the same situation with the phone and making dinner, the spouse on the phone. At first, you're just going to start recognizing what happens in your body, how you're wanting to react, how it's making you angry, how it's getting you to ruminate and think over and over about this, and what it's causing for you. Maybe isn't causing anything for them because they're on their phone scrolling, right? And how can you change that? And you're going to contemplate, okay, how might I want to change that? One way that our protectors want to change that is by avoiding, withdrawing, pretending like it doesn't matter. And I tried that. It doesn't work. You've maybe tried it too. It doesn't work because it still keeps building up in us. And so we might think, okay, I would love to be able to say something about how I'm feeling, how this is making me feel. But before we can do that, we have to be able to say that from a place that's not defensive, that's not critical, that's not full of contempt, right? But when we're angry and annoyed, that's how it's going to come out. And then we start to learn how to create a safe and secure space for yourself. And this is what I do in my Awaken You coaching program, is I help my clients stay in their circle and learn how to look within and know that they'll be there for themselves, have their own back. So when they address the phone issue, and maybe it actually does come out from a place of contempt or anger, they can have their own back and know that their intention was good. It just came out in maybe an old style, right? In an old familiar way. And that having your own back would be then getting some wisdom out of that, pulling out, well, hey, I tried to do something different. I just wasn't ready. What can I do differently next time? Okay. And then it is learning how to open up in small, safe ways with your spouse. So with this situation, you know, it's a pattern. It happens all the time. So how could I, one, understand where he's coming from? He's avoiding, he's zoning out. Maybe he's just come home from work. I'm saying he, it could be she, right? And how could I maybe create some conversation? Hey, honey, how was your day? And start sharing your truth in small ways, confronting conflict in small ways. You can go back to the June Marriage Masterclass where we talked all about that. Showing appreciation, sharing love. So in this one situation, honey, sorry, I might say, hey, honey, how was your day? I would love to connect with you for a few minutes. I'm wondering if you could set down your phone while I'm making dinner and we can like take this time to connect. Right. And then, of course, it's how they react. And often to begin with, their reaction will be dismissive, defensive, right? But every time you do this and you support yourself through the process, regardless of how you perceive their acceptance of your act of love, you start to build resilience, self-confidence in your ability to take care of that wounded child from way back when. And you start building new neural pathways in your brain and new habits that align with who you want to be. All right, where is everybody? Have I still got you all or are you lost? Share a thumbs up if you're still here, you're still tracking, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to share action steps next. We've got 15 minutes left. I'm going to answer the two questions that I got, unless I have other questions. If you have any questions or want coaching, let me know. Put it in the comments or raise your hand on Zoom. So let me share, I mean, like I said, three different steps that you can take this month to better understand your go-to attachment style. Remember, no judgments. Understand why it's there and start changing your pattern so that you can open up to the intimate relationship that you dream of. First is going to be an exercise I shared in one other masterclass. It's one of my go-to. I do it every day, multiple times a day. It's kind of habitual now. It's a go-to practice. It's a grounding practice that you can do at any time. Side note, I also shared a grounding meditation in last month's Marriage Masterclass that you can do, and it's very helpful. The first practice is just repeating a mantra, that you will use at different times throughout the day. I suggest in the morning when you wake up before you roll out of bed, when you go to bed and you're trying to fall asleep, and anytime you feel activated by external stimuli, anybody's words or actions, behaviors, and if possible, place your hands over your heart. That's not possible. Sometimes in public, I will just put my thumb into this part of my fingers and just push on it. It's a pressure point, or you can put your hands on your legs and repeat, I am safe. I am loved. I am okay. I can let my guard down. And you just repeat that to yourself. And what that will help you with is when you're in the moment of this feeling of getting shut down or activated and wanting to react, you can remind yourself that right here, right now, in this space, I am safe. Nobody is going to hurt me. It's just a reaction to an old trauma response. That's what it is. Second is you're going to take a few minutes at the end of the day. I suggest the end of the day. You can do it any time of the day. If you can't get it done at the end of the day, any time of the day is good, right? So, and you're going to write down reflections on four different things, okay? What specifically happened? Facts only, what they said, what they did, nothing about what you thought about it. Second, do you know what you were thinking about what happened? And if you know what you were thinking, write those thoughts down. Get them out of your system. And if you don't know what you were thinking, ask yourself what you were thinking and let your brain percolate on it. Your brain likes to answer the questions that you ask it. So this is an amazing question to ask it. What was I thinking when he was staring at his phone and not saying anything to me? Third, how did you feel? If you know how you felt during that instance, write it down. And if not, again, ask yourself, How did I feel? And let your brain think about it. You don't have to answer it right then. If you commit to this work and you do this every evening, it takes like a few minutes, your brain will start telling you the answer. And of course, I offer a free mini coaching session to anybody who registers for these classes. So if you want help with it, you can book yourself a session and I'll help you work through it. And then fourth question you'll ask is, how did you react, if you did react, or how did you want to react? So maybe you were able to create some space, didn't react, but you know how you wanted to react. And then why? And if you're not sure, again, it is totally okay. Think about it. Think about how your reaction feels familiar, how their action feels familiar to something you felt in an earlier part of your life, and that this is just a learning exercise. Ask yourself why you wanted to react that way, what you thought their action was meaning towards you. And by the end of the 4 weeks, you are going to see a lot of important information being revealed to you. The third step is to take time every week, at the end of every week, to reflect on how you would react in those situations that happened during the week if you felt safe and you felt secure in your relationship with yourself, if you knew that you would have your own back, if you knew that no matter how your spouse acted, you could comfort and love yourself. Pose that question to yourself. And then at the end of that each week, actually ask yourself that question every day, ponder it in your mind. And then at the end of the week, write out how you might see yourself reacting from that secure place instead of that old adaptive pattern. Okay. This practice, you guys, it is going to help you begin to see how you have been protecting yourself from getting hurt in your marriage relationship and how that pattern may have developed. Give this time. If you commit to this practice for the next 4 weeks till next month's Marriage Masterclass, I promise you will learn something about yourself and the patterns you have in your intimate relationship. I have two questions that are pretty simple. Before I get into those questions, I'm also going to share the link to book a free coaching session if you want to do that. I will also share that with you in the email that you get. So if you don't get it from here, you will get it in that email. Okay. So let's go to the questions. So the first question, I've heard about attachment styles and I sort of see how my style is inconsistent. What does this mean? It doesn't mean anything. It means you're human, you're normal. And also know that our response to things that our spouse does, or anybody really, but can change based on what it activates you in that moment. There are so many internal and external factors, hormones, amount of sleep that you've gotten, how much you've eaten, stress that you're dealing with in your life, so many things that could prompt you to act one way or the other. And days when you feel exhausted or overwhelmed with other stress factors in your life, you may choose to withdraw and just like, screw it, or cocoon. I call it cocooning into your own safe world. Or it might be just the straw that breaks the camel's back, right? And causes you to lay into that person. So don't worry. If you practice this month's prompts, you will find a pattern. And then with, like I said earlier, that more fearful style, your pattern could seem inconsistent. And notice when you pursue why. Why are you wanting their love and attention? And when you withdraw, why? What did they do that makes you want to withdraw? Okay. The other thing is that if you want, you can make more sense of the pattern when you look at those early childhood relationships. And again, whether you want to process the reason you developed those patterns or not, it's insignificant. Like, you don't really need to process it. I say that because for some people, they don't need to. I do really feel like there needs to be some processing that goes, because there's stuff buried beneath the surface that needs to come out and get released. But you will get to see more of how you're looking to your spouse to be your secure attachment and decide how that really serves you. And then the second question is, my attachment style makes me sad and sometimes angry because it makes me think about my poor relationship with my mom. Advice. Totally normal. It's a completely understandable reaction. For me, I have a tumultuous story with my mom. But I did a lot and have done a lot of work on that relationship till I started to really pry into attachment. Okay. So don't worry. If you feel like you didn't have a great relationship with your caretaker and wish that you could repair it or that they would change, it might be a place for you to start with healing that relationship. And then from a place of love and concern for yourself and how you feel in your marriage, though, I would encourage you to notice what this brings up for you and schedule a free mini session where I can help you take a look at that relationship and find some healing. And another option would be to work through it with a trained therapist if you think that you might discover some form of trauma that needs to be worked through. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today. So today what we did is we learned about the different types of attachment styles, how and why we developed these particular styles, how they play out in our life today, and in particular, our marriage. Then we talked about how to start the process of changing your style, remembering that we most likely will never become fully secure in our relationships with others. And what I mean by that is we can trust ourselves to take care of our own hearts. We will get to that place in a secure place, but we don't have to put them in the hands of others. We can, which would cause anxiety and avoidance. You know, we might slip into those old remembered styles, but it will be so much easier for us to catch ourselves, bring ourselves back to a safe place, which opens us up to being more open and honest in our relationships. So every month I focus on one of the many, many ways you can change your marriage without involving your spouse. You can go back and listen to the replays if you want from my Facebook page or from my YouTube channel. And if you're struggling with anything specific in your marriage, please send me a message, direct message me or email me. And I would gladly consider it for next month's topic. I do not know yet what I'm going to bring to next month's class. I have contemplated just having like a smorgasbord of different things to talk about, but I'd love to hear what you might want some help with. And I can certainly consider that. So get notified about that class by getting on my mailing list and mark your calendar for the second Thursday of December. I don't know what day that is, 5 p.m. Central Time. All right. I love you all. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to the Awaken You podcast. If you enjoyed listening, then you have to go check out Awaken You, my one-on-one coaching program, where we take all of this material and we apply it to your life, we study it, and we take it to your next level so that you can awaken you in your marriage. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the podcast, please visit me on my website, and together, let's awaken you.